Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked, locked, hour number two of USA Prepares. Gwyneth Isaacs is with us. Top of the hour news talked about Hurricane Laura. And I've seen numbers, mandatory evacuation for 385,000 people. I've seen 500,000. Those are pretty big. Those are pretty big numbers. And let's just take a minute to talk about this, because we're talking about minimalist living, primitive living. So Hurricane Laura has intensified to a Category 3 hurricane in the Gulf of Mexico. And it's going to make landfall early tomorrow. And it will hit Texas and Louisiana coasts. There will be life-threatening storm surges, damaging winds, and the storm surges could go as far inland as 30 miles. 30 miles. See, that's incredible. So think about this. Who's at risk? Well, people who live in areas that are low-lying, people who live on the coasts. Water runs downhill. Will there be cross-connecting of the drinking water supply with the sewage system? Yeah. Will there be chemical spills? Yeah. Will there be trucks and buses and cars and homes destroyed? Yep. So, if you know these things, why would you want to live there? You don't have to live there, right? Is it because of the job? That's what happens. Most people live where their family is, and they don't leave because the family's there. And, you know, the first member of the family came, and then the second, and then the third, and then they'd stay there. But maybe the first family made a mistake and didn't land on such a good spot. Maybe it's time to move. Other people, you know, when I graduated college, and I looked for a job, and, you know, some jobs were far away. Well, that's no fun moving. The family's not there. Don't know anybody there. Don't want to go there, right? Isn't that what most people think? Well, what our family did was we decided where we wanted to live. Where is it best for us, regardless of what previous members of our family decided they were going to live? So we went to where we wanted to live. And about the job, we made our own way. I don't have a boss. I tell myself what to do. That's what Gwyneth does. She doesn't have a boss. She makes her own way. We make our own way. And yet, can you do it? Yeah, you can do it. Is it fun? Well, maybe it's a little terrifying initially. But eventually, it's the best thing you could possibly do. Gwyneth, any comments?
I wouldn't move in town again for anything.
Yeah.
I love it out here. It's so beautiful. You know, especially... you know, well, just at every season, it's beautiful. You know, in the spring or in the autumn, the mist just sort of settles on the forest, and it's like it's almost ethereal. And then, you know, winter comes, and you know, you get the rain, and it just, you know, it just falls, and the smell of fresh rain in a eucalyptus forest really has to be experienced to for you to realize what a beautiful feeling that is. And then the summertime comes around, and I don't really like the summer because everything dies. And, you know, you've got the eucalyptus forest just turns into the classic Australian bush. And, you know, it just dries out, and then you get the crickets start. And the crickets in the Australian bush have to be heard to be believed. It can be almost deafening sometimes. And the heat and the sun and, you know, but it's not too hot because you've still got the eucalyptus trees there and they shelter you. And it can be terrifying sometimes because there have been a few occasions where you've had forest fires nearby, like within a few kilometres. And, you know, you've been able to smell the smoke and you've been able to see the smoke blowing across, and then you go online and you go to the fire authority's website and you see where the fires are. So it really is, it is a whole lifestyle, but all up, even with the bushfires, even with the drought, even with all the rest of it, I really wouldn't live anywhere else on the earth other than where I live. And I live here because I choose to live here. And I take a great deal of pleasure in looking after my land, and I trust that God will look after me, that he knows about me on my little 20-acre farm, and that he's not going to let any of these things overcome me. Or, you know, if I have to go through something, then he'll be there with me. And I think that's the most important thing, is to be in the place where God has put you. Because, you know, many years ago when I was deciding what I should do, I saw this farm on the internet. And just before that, I prayed, God, I really would like to go on a farm again. You know, at the time I was living in a caravan park, which is what they call a trailer park here in Australia, with my boys. I knew I couldn't keep living there forever. I knew that it was a dead end. And I had a house where I'd come from, and I decided I was going to sell it and do something, but I didn't know what. And I saw this farm on the internet, on a real estate website, and, you know, it was just like I saw the place and I knew that this was the place for me, so I rang up the agent. I went to see it the next day and I signed the contract on the spot. And within, within just a few weeks we'd moved in. And, yeah, within like 2 months after that it had settled and it was my farm and I owned it outright. You see, there was planning before that that went into that because I sold my house in the suburbs to buy this farm. And maybe that's the thing that a lot of people might consider doing. Well, they can. I would never ever move back to the suburbs now, you know. It would be disastrous. And, you know, I know it would be disastrous. I would never really sell this place. Because I love this place and, you know, it's become home to me now. Does that make sense, Vincent?
Okay, so if you live in the suburbs, Gwyneth, you or anyone else, you are chained to the utilities. You are chained to electricity. You are chained to natural gas, if you have it. You are chained to the water supply. Whereas if you want gas, you go buy it, put it in a tank, meaning propane. If we want it, we do the same thing. Now, you make a lot of decisions, and you are really in tune with what's happening. And that's what makes USA Prepares different from other broadcasts. We actually do it, whereas other broadcasters talk about it. We live this lifestyle. We know that if it's not sunny, we're not going to have much electricity because we generate our own. We know that if the well pump breaks, we got to fix it, like, right now. There's nothing more important than that right now other than breathing. We know that. We know that if the roof shingles start to flop off, if we don't put some back there, it's like a cancer. One flops off, then the next. Pretty soon you've got water coming through the roof. We know that. We know that if the fence has a break in it, and if we don't fix it right away, it's a lot harder to get the cows back in then fix the fence than it is to fix the fence right away. We know that. We know that if there's a little hole in the driveway, it's going to become a big hole, and pretty soon you won't be able to drive down the driveway, so you fix it when it's little. We know these things because we're in tune with the land. We look at the leaves and we say, boy, that is struggling. Are we going to do something about it, or are we just going to let it die? We have our gardens so that we can eat. And, you know, it's really rewarding, class, to go out in the garden and pick some tomatoes and peppers and make a salad. It's unbelievable. Fresh. And you're not going to find food like that in the supermarket, because this food in the supermarket is raised in a factory or a factory farm where all the tomatoes are the same size. And you don't even know. You don't know if human waste is used for fertilizer. You don't know if chemical applications have been made to the to make everything look good. And what are they? What happens when you go to a restaurant and they serve you a meal? They say, how does it taste? But the first thing before you taste it is, how does it look? Well, it's engineered to taste good. Well, if you raise your own food from a garden, it will taste good by nature. And you'll learn how to do it. And you won't be dependent on the system. I hate the system. I mean, I really do. I don't like calling and having other people have to do things for me. I just don't like it. Number one, they don't know what they're doing. Number two, they overcharge me. And those are two reasons. So they're incompetent and they overcharge. And I don't like it. So we do everything we can ourselves. Everything. I even ask people, you know, do you your own taxes? And I got to tell you, very few people even do their own taxes. Why? Because they don't know how. How is that possible? How is it possible that we have a government that makes rules that we don't understand, and we have to hire somebody to interpret the rules and then tell us how much we owe the government? It's unbelievable. There are a lot of stupid people out there. And that's one more reason to get away from them. They really are dumb. They can't prepare their own taxes. They're afraid of being audited. I think being audited is fun. I mean, it's kind of sick, right? But I think it's fun. It's a challenge. It's warfare. We're just, you know, one against one. And I know the rules, so I know how to play the game. And that's what you need to do, class. You need to learn the rules. It's hard at first, but then you look around and you say, boy, how come everybody doesn't know how to do this? How come? But they don't. And you've got Gwyneth. She's a mom. She's a widow. Her husband died, and she had to make it go. She had to make it go. And does. And if you are determined, you can too. I know you can. But I also have to tell you that after 10 years of teaching people how to do this, virtually no one has taken our advice. It's hard to believe, but it's true. Virtually no one has taken our advice. Well, here we are. We're close to the end of the road. Society is unraveling. There's rioting, protests all over the globe. The cities are fraying. And it's dangerous to be in a city. And who in their right mind would want to be there? New York is a ghost town. Manhattan's a ghost town right now.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
So we've been talking about primitive living, and we've been talking about why you should consider it. It's not too late. It's really late in the game, but it's not too late. You still can do it. And there's still buyers for some properties. But it looks like people are leaving the cities. And I don't blame them. And we figured this out, you know, decades ago that it's not a good place to be. So the idea is really simply, class, is simple. Population density. Make sure you're in a low population dense area where there are not a lot of people. That means that there won't be a lot of cell towers. There won't be a lot of infrastructure. There won't be sidewalks and streetlights and so forth. Okay? And when you don't have streetlights, you don't pay for that. If you don't have sidewalks, you don't pay for that. If you don't have trash pickup, you don't pay for that. If you don't have police, you don't pay for that. If you don't have an incorporated town, you don't have a mayor and the staff, and you don't pay for that. And heat for the building and insurance for the building and all the things that they require. Pensions and so forth. You don't pay for that. So if you're in an area that doesn't have a lot of amenities, you won't have to pay for it. And you won't have to pay like Harry and Meghan. A ridiculous amount of tax. 1% of the cost of the purchase of the property they pay in real estate taxes per year, which is nuts.
Wow.
You can buy a farm in Missouri and have real... Oh, yeah. You can buy a farm in Missouri and pay $100 a year or less in taxes, depending on the improvements that you put on it. So if you put a, expensive house on it, you're going to spend more in taxes. But if you have a modest house you can get by with $100 or $200 in annual real estate taxes on an 80-acre farm. No kidding. Gwyneth, your thoughts about this minimalist or primitive type of living that that can be done?
Yeah. I want to mention, there might be people out there in the class who are thinking, well, I'm on unemployment benefits, or I'm on a really, really low wage, and how can I afford farmland? And I would like to offer a suggestion. There are companies out there that do rent to buy or, you know, vendor finance programs for purchasing rural land. And some of these companies, some of the land's really, really nice, really good land in fertile areas, even in places like Missouri, Minnesota, Montana. I've probably said it wrong, Montana. but also in places like Arizona and New Mexico and places like that as well, out in the middle of the desert, but it's not all out in the middle of the desert. And many of these companies, you can put $100 or $250 down as a deposit on a piece of land, and you can pay it back at like $300 or $400 a month. And you would be paying that in rent anyway, easily. In fact, that's probably a really, really low rental payment. But you can pay that money out, you know, $300 or $400 a month, and you can have the farm paid for within just a few years. And granted, you're going to get to that farm, and if you even have a shed on the farm, you're going to be really, really lucky. And probably you'll have to move a trailer onto the farm or a tent or something like that onto the land initially, you know, to begin developing it. And there's going to be nothing there. There's going to be no water supply. There's going to be no electrical supply. There's going to be absolutely nothing. But you will have the land, and you will be able to begin building it from there. And that is how every homestead, and just about in the whole history of the United States, was started. You know, they were all started by somebody moving on with a wagon or a tent with no fences, no water supply, nothing, and the person having to build it from scratch. You know, putting fences in, you know, putting in a water supply, those are the two biggies. Okay, the water supply and the fences, because nothing else happens without the water. And you can figure
like
out how to do it. But you can
sounds
put
like you're talking about our farm.
You can put a frame up with some corrugated sheet and have the have a gutter running along on this you know, a frame type roof. And the water, you know, going into an IBC cube, a food grade IBC.
We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Two people fatally shot in an overnight demonstration that broke into riots in Kenosha, Wisconsin. City leaders in Kenosha asking for more help after a second night of protests. After police shot Jacob Blake repeatedly in the back early Sunday, a letter sent this morning says the city is under attack and they're asking Democratic Governor Tony Evers for 1,500 additional National Guard troops. Yesterday they asked for 750 and got 125. It also comes after Governor Evers turned down an offer of help from the White House. First Lady Melania Trump calling for peace in the streets when she delivered an address at last night's second night of the Republican National Convention.
Instead of tearing things down, let's reflect on our mistakes and look to our way forward.
USA Radio News.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not. But you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Jerry Falwell Jr. says he has a golden parachute, and he's not leaving Liberty University empty-handed. The now former president of the Lynchburg, Virginia school telling the Washington Post he's in line for a severance package of over $10 million. That includes roughly $8 million in retirement that was agreed to in the contract he signed last year. Liberty officially accepted Falwell's resignation on Tuesday, yesterday, after leading the university for 13 years. He leaves as he faces allegations of a sex scandal involving himself and his wife. California firefighters bracing for more hot, dry weather today. Crews battling the historic wildfires, many of them in Northern California, did get a bit of a break this week when the weather cooled off and the lightning decreased. Many of the blazes had been sparked by lightning, but now forecasters are predicting temps to go back up over the coming few days and into the weekend, and fire officials say crews are preparing for a marathon in the upcoming weeks to try to contain those fires. And filmmaker Steven Spielberg has lost his father. Arnold Spielberg passed away on Tuesday at 103. His death said to have been the result of natural causes. Steven Spielberg and his three sisters say in a joint statement that their father taught them to love to research, expand their minds, keep their feet on the ground, but always reach for the stars. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Keep it. God, you're
take my.
When you go to
DC,
for
2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
We're discussing buying a farm, why you should buy a farm, water, a lot of things you should think about as society melts down. Well, we're talking about how do you pay for it? And, you know, you don't have to go to a bank. You really don't. And I can tell you, proof positive, what I did. I decided years ago, back in the 1980s, that I wanted to be financially independent. And now, that does not mean wealthy. What that means is that I was determined to be independent of having a job, meaning I could make my own way. And one way you can do that is invest in real estate. But it has to have a return. It has to have cash flow. Or you have to make cash flow. Well, I found a property that I really liked. And let me, before you jump to conclusions, let me explain this just a little bit. And I'm teaching you right now how you can buy property with very little money. So at this point in my life, I was probably making, $40,000 a year. And I ended up buying $1 million worth of property. Now, how is that possible? Well, you have to be creative. I'm not saying you have to fleece anybody, but you have to be creative. So I was working at the bank, or a bank, and let's say I was making 40, possibly at, you know, maybe 50, 55, 60, something like that. And I decided that I needed to be independent, as I said. So I found this mansion. Now, I'm not kidding. There's a mansion. And I decided it was something that we should buy. Now, it was previously divided into apartments. So this thing, if you looked at it from the front, you'd say, wow. I mean, no kidding. It was impressive. It was a brick mansion. It was huge. It probably was like what Meghan and Harry bought in terms of square footage. Probably pretty close. And it was way less money. But I didn't have that much money. So I looked at it, and I looked at the plumbing, the heating, the electrical, the roof. I looked at, you know, the structure. I looked at everything. And I wanted to meet with the owner before submitting a contract. Now, how often is that done? Almost never. Okay. Typically, what happens is you work with a realtor, and the realtor says, you want to buy it? Let's put a contract in. And we'll send it to the submit it to the owner, and they'll say yes or no, or maybe modify it. I didn't want to do that. I wanted to talk to the owner first before handing him a contract. Hardly ever done. And I said, you know what? I'd like to buy this property. We walked around. He told me, you know, the pros, the cons, and all that. And we became, you know, I won't say friends, but, you know, we knew each other, you know, for a half an hour, something like that. And I said, I'd like to buy your property, comma, but I'm going to need to borrow the money from you. That's called OPM, O-P-M, other people's money. So I had enough for the down payment, but that was it. So I said, I'll put X dollars down, but you'll have to lend me the rest, and we'll schedule this over a 30-year amortization, balloon in 7 years. What do you think? He said, okay. So I bought a property that I absolutely, positively could not afford any other way. I didn't have to pay points. I didn't have to pay private mortgage insurance. I didn't have to pay the usury rate that the bank would charge. I got it at a lower interest rate. It was done on a handshake, firmed up with a contract. It was really simple. Had the property very quickly. Now, it had tenants in it, and had a couple vacancies. I immediately filled the vacancies. It had a positive cash flow, and I was able to make the payments. It all worked perfectly. And what I just told you about is other people's money. You can buy a farm from a farmer. You can say, I'll tell you what, I like this farm. It's 80 acres, $150,000. Let's see, if I had to borrow the money from a bank, it would be this much. But, Mr. Seller, what would you do with the money? If I paid you in cash, what would you do with the money? Well, a seller would put it in the bank, and they might get almost nothing in return for it. So, okay, well, I'll tell you what, how about if I give you more than that? How about if I pay you 2% or 3% or 4%? And you have, you've got as collateral the farm. If anything goes wrong, you get the farm back. If it goes right, you get your monthly payments. I don't see any reason why it won't go right. Why can't you do that? As a matter of fact, I helped a former friend. He wanted to buy a farm right around here. I introduced him to the seller. The seller really wasn't actively trying to sell the farm. I introduced the buyer, who my former friend, and the seller. We sat down at a table. We talked about the bank interest rate. If the borrower or the buyer were to borrow money and pay the seller. And so the seller got a little bit higher interest rate than he would have gotten by putting the money in the bank. The buyer paid less in interest. There were no brokerage fees, you know, no plus 6% that the realtors would have gotten. It was done on a handshake, a simple contract, and it worked perfectly. So can you do it? Yeah. I bought a mansion that was cut up into apartments that way. A former friend of mine bought an entire farm that way. No banks were involved. Everybody was happy both times. Glenn, any comments about that?
Yeah, I bought my first piece of real estate that way. And it was a 1,720 square meter parcel of land in southeast Queensland that Archie and I found once again on the internet. And we contacted the owner, who is also the seller, who is offering, in this country we call it vendor finance. These days you're not supposed to do vendor finance. They have a structure called rent to buy, which amounts to much the same thing. So you pay a certain amount to get onto the land, and then you rent the land for a certain number of years, and then you make a final payment, and then the land is yours. Okay? So it amounts to very much the same thing. You know, the legal structure is a bit different, but in practicality, you know, that's... And I bought my very first land together with Archie. That way, Archie was still alive at the time. And when he died, I used... he had life insurance, and I used a portion of the life insurance to pay off the land. And the vendor, the seller of that land, is still a friend of mine. And... So we talk from time to time on Facebook, and these days he's made his money, and he devotes most of his time to exposing corruption in the banking system because he says the banks are terrible. They rip people off left, right, and centre, you know. And so he worked for many years doing this sort of vendor contracts where he would buy land off people, and then he would, sell it on to other people who wanted to buy it, and that was how he made his money. And it is definitely possible, and you have to be careful. You have to make sure that you make all the payments on time. You have to keep all your receipts, because usually it's written into the contract that if you fall behind in your payments, that the seller can step in and reclaim his land almost immediately. Like within, if you get a month behind on your payments, then usually the seller can step in and get his land back. So you have to make sure that you pay that check every single month, and that you keep every single receipt, and that you're very clear with the seller on what's happening. But it definitely is possible, you know. And the other thing I'd like to mention is tools. Because people are probably thinking, oh, but to have a farm you need a whole lot of expensive tools. And that's certainly sometimes the case. But it doesn't have to be the case. Because here on my farm, I know you've got a lot of expensive tools at your place, Vincent. But here on my farm, I don't have very many expensive tools. Most of my farm work is done with a spade, a rake, a garden fork, a hacksaw, a set of pliers, and what else? A set of secateurs, and a wheelbarrow, and that is about the extent of my farm tools. And all that, if you wanted to, you know, go to, you know, you could pick up those sort of tools secondhand for almost nothing, you know. You don't have to have a whole lot of expensive tools to get started. And you can keep going in your farming ventures for quite a long time with just a spade, you know, a garden fork, a rake, an axe, a saw, a set of pliers, and, you know, a set of secateurs. You can get going and keep going for a very, very long time. Oh, yes, and a piece of stainless steel rod, which I use to twist around the fencing wire to put tension into my fences, which is actually the axle out of an old day bed. So, you know, just improvised stuff. And you can do it. Oh, yeah, and a hammer. And, of course, with the fencing wire, with the pair of lineman's pliers comes fencing wire, and with the hammer comes nails. Okay, the hammer is another tool that gets used quite often. But you'll find that you can do an absolutely astonishing amount of work with that simple little toolkit. And that toolkit lives in a cardboard box. Some of the tools, I mean, the spade and the rake and the garden fork. The garden fork usually lives in my garden. And the spade and the rake live near the stable, okay? And the wheelbarrow lives near the stable as well, because that's where they're most commonly used. But the thing is all of the other smaller hand tools, like the hammer, the saw, the set of pliers, and the secateurs, and so on and so forth, they literally live on a cardboard box that sits on a table near my back door, which is in the living room. It's not a complicated toolkit. And so I know now that when I finish using my tools, I gather them up, I bring them back down to the house with me, and back they go in the cardboard box that sits on a table near the back door. And then when I go out, I gather them from there. You know, these are not expensive tools. You can pick them up on second hand.
We'll be right back.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now, 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now, 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Just a very quick comment before Robert in Kansas joins us. I just wanted to say, class, if you decide that you want to call the farmhouse or spend some time with me on the phone, I will not be able to do that today and possibly tomorrow. I'm under a time constraint. I have a deliverable that I must deliver, and so I will not be available if you decide to call or even email. I will not be able to respond to emails. It's not a health thing. It's a deliverable that I have to do. And maybe I can tell you about it in a few days. Welcome, Robert in Kansas.
Hey, good morning, Vincent. Good morning, Gwyneth. My question was your thoughts on the minimum amount of acreage one would need to be self-sufficient. Obviously, lots of factors. Maybe using Missouri, South Central Missouri, as a control. What are your guys' thoughts on that? Just the minimum that you would settle for and think that you'd still be okay to operate in a self-sustaining way?
All right. Well, it's good that you qualified that, South Central Missouri, and I can address that. And I have in the past over the years, and the number has not changed. So my number to be somewhat self-sufficient, enough to have a couple cows, or a couple other small animals, dogs for security purposes, cats for keeping the mice away, enough room for a garden, enough room to have some woods, let's say 50% woods, so that you have enough fallen limbs and dead trees to cut up for firewood and heat the farmhouse or the cabin. The answer is 40 acres. That's a quarter of a mile by a quarter of a mile square. That is my minimum. Gwyneth, now you live in a completely different area. Semi-arid area.
I live in a semi-arid area, okay? My land is almost all open forest, okay? So that means that it's forest, but the trees are sort of fairly spread from each other. And they are eucalyptuses. They have a fairly open canopy so that the sunlight can still get to the soil. okay? So I have the advantage that I have 20 acres of trees, and underneath the 20 acres of trees, I have 20 acres of grass or other herbal growth, okay, other sort of plant growth. And so I have 40 acres, but I have 40 acres, I have 20 acres of tree canopy, and then I have 20 acres of grass. And I would regard that as being the absolute minimum, okay, that you would need. So I would say here, 20 acres, but there's two layers of that 20 acres. There's a 20 acres of trees and sitting on top of 20 acres of grass. So I don't know if that makes sense. I think
it does. It's a very similar number, Gwyneth, because when I said 40 acres, I said 40 acres, but 20 of it in woods and 20 of it open. And open here means like pasture or fields. So you came up with a very similar number, but a different way, because you're saying that because of the way the canopy is. Robert, how does that answer your question?
Those are perfect. Those are great answers. Thank you. Vince, I was curious. You got that property, the 80 acres to your east there. It's about 78 acres of woods, right? It's pretty much just all trees.
That's right. Well, I would say possibly several. It's all woods, except in the very center. So if you were to draw a north-south line in the center and east-west line in the center, right in the center there, there's several acres of clearing. So it is absolutely, in my world, magnificent in terms of privacy. But, there's enough room for a garden. There's enough room for a solar array. It'll all work. What a great way to go, for 80 acres. Now, some of it has been logged probably 40 years ago. So it's back. That's nice. It really is. And you could have horses.
I'm sorry. That clearing I'm seeing is like in almost the middle of the property and up on top of a hill. It does look like an amazing place. And, couldn't be bad having Vincent as your neighbor either,
Well, it depends. some people would not want
out there.
Some people would not want me as a neighbor. Not that we are a problem. It's just that they think I'm radical. I'm not radical. I'm normal. They're nuts. Yeah,
Vince. You'd have to adopt me, Vince, if I move out there. I'd have to be a take me under your wing.
Well, I would certainly be delighted to do that, Robert. I really would. As a matter of fact, just as a tangent, I was on the phone with Bert in California, and he said, hey, Vin, and I've known Bert for a long time. I mean, 4 decades at least, and 5 really. And he said, hey, Vin, I'd love to send our son out there and have him spend a week with you. And I said, he said he'd probably, sleep well at night. I said he'd pass out. He'd pass out because, he's a city boy, and he's used to high tech, and he'd be working from morning till dark, and he'd be doing plumbing, heating, electrical, roofing, farming, mechanical. I mean, he'd be worn out. And I said it'd be wonderful and be glad to do it. So, yeah, I'd be glad to, Robert. So let me know when you're ready. Gwyneth, thank you so much for being with us and staying up late in Australia.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.